KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I got good news for you guys. Did a little research in the break. The Blowfish are back with Hootie on tour this year.
Nice.
Cutting a new album, getting back out there amongst the people.
How you feeling about that, Nick?
I think they can. I think that's a classic band that will. I think they'll do well right when they get back together.
Yeah,
really,
but that means no country music now, and that's really
Darius Rucker's not going to stop being solo. He's so popular.
Ooh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, he's they said that about Beyonce and Destiny's Child, and where are the other two childs? Where are the other two children?
Yeah, and Beyonce always went circled back, and I think did a final song or an album or something like that.
Yeah,
but
that was just a token. Like, I know Darius. I know y'all are broke and don't have Queen B money, so. Here, come on in. Let's do a song, and then this should be good for retirement.
Here's the interesting thing.
Hootie's going to have to do that with the Blowfish, because I don't think they're probably like touring like clubs and colleges. They're not getting Hootie money.
No, it says
money.
So it says that I think Hootie's going to have them turn the corner and become country, too.
Oh.
Because it says 2019, on December 3rd, 2018, the band announced the 44-city group therapy tour with the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh,
to commemorate
nice.
The 25th anniversary of their album Cracked Rearview. The tour is slated to begin May 30th of this year and travel the country. But they've also signed a new record deal with UMG Nashville.
Oh.
And will release a single in the spring and then a new studio album in the summer.
Okay.
So if you're going UMG Nashville, wouldn't the first inclination be that they're going to go a little country?
Yeah, it could be, yeah, because that's the capital of the country world. But still, I still, even if they do a country album, I still think Darius Rucker will eventually go back to being solo. I don't think he'll just stay with the band. And even if he does a little country, he has that country twang to him anyway. Like,
yeah.
When I first heard his music, I think, honestly, it was on 96.5 is probably when I heard it. And it sounded a little country.
Like, I've never heard of that station.
Yeah.
Just 97.5.
That's right.
So this is a little scary, too.
Okay.
Thank goodness, one of the original members, none of them were just percussion. They all had major roles in the creation.
Right, right.
But they said in the earlier years, Darius Rucker and Mark Bryan met when they were freshmen at the University of South Carolina, also known as...
The Gamecocks.
There you go.
Okay.
And that Bryan was a guitar player. Here's where it gets a little bit interesting. He heard Rucker singing in the shower in the dorms that they shared and was impressed by his vocal ability. The pair began playing cover tunes as the Wolf Brothers.
Ooh, I like that better.
Before they got the next two members of the band.
It's definitely going to be an animal theme with them, apparently. It's the Wolf Brothers, the Blowfish. I feel like it would be kind of cool if they just did like Amazon-style music. You know how like bongos and stuff. They could be Hootie and the Blow Darts. That would be kind of cool, too.
Jeez. And I have the bad ones. Come on, man.
Dude, I spent 2-3 hours coming up with that. You leave me alone. That was the best joke you'll hear all week.
Really? You got your boy on the show. I doubt it, but okay.
Bryce is probably driving in. He probably stopped and turned around and be like, I'm not doing that clown show after that. That was awful.
June 14th, Nick.
What?
Mark your calendar.
Houston
at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
Damn.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Yes?
You got
to pull some
strings. I don't
strings.
Think you know how.
I can pull them for you.
Hey, you can stay at the house. You can stay at the crib. I'm right up there.
Yeah, just get a chick. You got the spare bedroom?
Yeah.
The vacuum thing works.
A chick. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, he didn't catch that part. He's not as catchy as he was yesterday.
Yeah.
Get you one of these Blowfish groupies.
You already said there were rules against chicks in your spare bedroom.
No, I said there were rules about what he could do. But I'll allow it. I mean,
you'll allow. I don't think your wife won't put up with that.
Well, that's a different story. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I got a spare bedroom. Get you a Blowfish groupie, and y'all go up there and enjoy the show. And
Are you close to the pavilion?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm probably 10 minutes away.
I used to go to concerts out there all the time in the summer.
Oh, yeah. I'm right
there.
Good
venue.
99 in the Hardy. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
In that area.
Shouldn't be telling people in the air that.
It's a big area.
Okay. So. Well, we know Palatial Laminate.
That's not what it is.
Did you also see, speaking of that, because when I think Hootie, same era, right? Bruce Hornsby in the Range?
No, not the same era.
Not same
not
era?
Not even close.
Are you sure?
He's old, though.
Positive.
Darius Rucker's pretty old.
Bruce Hornsby in the Range? Too.
Bro, are you kidding me? I can't believe you put that on Hootie and them.
Why not?
Hootie and them was 90s. Bruce Hornsby in the Range was 80s.
All right, close enough.
I mean, he's old enough to be in the 80s.
But the groups. I'm talking about the music. I'm not talking about the man themselves. I'm not talking about Bruce or
Hootie. Bruce Hornsby's kid played basketball at LSU. That's how old he is. This kid's long gone, too, but he played a couple years ago. He was a really good guard for the Tigers.
Bruce Hornsby was in the Grateful Dead. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. But now this article also surfaces because I said his son played at LSU, and Bruce has a couple songs on the real popular album about playing hoops in the old playground or whatever.
Okay.
Now the article comes out on... for the win, he confirms he once beat Allen Iverson one-on-one.
No.
And then
Hornsby beat Allen Iverson one-on-one.
So I saw this and I'm like, come on, man.
No.
So I started reading the article. And as it turns out, you remember, Iverson was arrested when he was in high school.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. He was facing some serious time.
Yep. And Hornsby was one of the guys influential in getting him off the charges by getting in contact with the new governor and doing some things and making the governor aware of some things so that AI didn't get arrested. I mean, the charges weren't seen through. So as a part of that, they wanted the two to meet. And so Hornsby says he wanted to see how good Iverson was. They went to like a local gym and they played one-on-one.
So Bruce Hornsby got Iverson out?
Pretty much got him out of the charges, yeah.
Iverson let him win. If you get me out of jail, I'm going to let you win one-on-one, even though I am AI, even though I am the answer. I'm going to let you win,
you own
Bruce.
That. You own that much.
Yeah, I owe you. All right.
We'll and go, bragging we'll rights go, with, we'll no, go to, with no retaliation.
We'll go to 12 by ones. You got to win by two. Oh, look at that. You won 13-11. Good for you, Bruce.
You're close, though, but let me lay this on you as to how he won. Because I'm thinking the same thing as you. If he got out of doing jail time, lost a scholarship, all that chance at the NBA, I'm going to let him win.
Listen, the only crossover Bruce Hornsby's ever done was when he crossed over from rock to pop. There is no basketball crossover happening with that dude.
Go ahead.
That was legit. What are you talking about? Go ahead.
I don't know.
I'm watching his faces. So here's the deal. Because now we know that Bruce Hornsby is also a piano player.
Uh-huh.
So it says Hornsby laid down some rules before they got to the gym to play ball. He has piano hand rules. So that meant that each player would get one shot each time they got the ball playing one-on-one, but any rebound would automatically be a change of possession and the other guy got it because he couldn't have people between the two of them going for loose balls and something could happen to his fingers because he plays the piano. And Iverson agreed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he basically said...
Even if he did beat him one-on-one there, that's, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't play.
No. Yeah, so Hornsby said AI couldn't get a rhythm going, and basically Hornsby hit more shots, and even though AI made fun of how ugly his shot was, he won.
Hornsby's that dude with he's the old fat guy with the gut and the headband and the specs goggles at the YMCA that has a 1-inch vertical but knocks down shots from about 20 feet out.
And changes the rules as the game goes on,
exactly.
So it could benefit him.
Yeah, he calls fouls when he's on offense. He'll call a charge and pick up ball. That's Bruce Hornsby. And he's like, oh, that was charging. He's the guy that calls travel.
He's the guy that
out there
airballs half court hook shots,
double dribble. Oh, you double dribbled. Nobody wants to play with Bruce. AI was like,
you're banging on him hard.
I mean,
you can say he shouldn't have beat AI, which I agree with, but he might be able to ball.
No. Dude, if you have piano rules, get out of here.
His son played at LSU. He had to get the talent from somewhere.
Mom.
Oh, come on.
We knew he can shoot, though.
Ain't nobody balling with piano rules. Come on, man. That's clown stuff.
He played basketball in high school.
Might be able to shoot. What?
Hornsby played in high school. And Keith, his son, played at LSU and played in the G League.
He's got that WNBA set shot.
Okay. I tried. I'm done with it.
I'm just saying, you're not going to convince me that Bruce Hornsby is a baller. No. Okay. I'm telling you, man, that dude.
Not is, but was.
He's got those low top tennis shoes from Reebok, the ones that they play tennis in. Like, dude, first of all,
this was when AI was in high school, so it was a long time ago as it was.
Why did you move that face?
Huh?
Never mind.
All right, I'm just telling you, you're not convincing me that was a legitimate contest. I don't. Did you see what Bruce Hornsby looks like?
Now I'm talking about back in the day.
When was this?
This all happened when Iverson was in high school, so that was 1994.
Well, he was with the other ones in 98. I don't even know what the hell the other ones are. I'm just looking at. I don't want to act like I know Bruce Hornsby trivia. I'm just looking at Wiki. 94?
Because Iverson got rung up on the charges in 93 for the incident at the bowling alley, and Hornsby got involved with the new governor after a call from Iverson's basketball coach, and he was able to get the governor to waive whatever the charges were.
He had Harbor House was an album in 93, or Harbor Lights, and then Hot House was an album in 95.
Those weren't the big ones.
So it was somewhere between Harbor Lights and Hot House. This is who you want me to believe. Okay. Genre, rock jazz. Harbor Lights is rock jazz, and Hot House is rock jazz bluegrass.
How we got to album titles defining this his basketball skill, I don't know, but I give.
This is the guy you want me to believe be AI 101.
Yep. I'm not telling you to believe that he beat him. I said that. I said it sounded funky and crazy. Something was funky about it. That's why I read the article. But I'm still saying he could probably ball back in the day. Maybe not beat AI, but he could ball.
Think he could beat me?
Yep. I told you. I bet you he could make a half-court hook shot over his shoulder.
That's not as easy as you think. Have you tried one?
An airball is easier than making it.
No, I hit something.
You said you airballed it.
All right. Don't change the story.
You hit the floor.
Do you think you can make one?
I don't know.
Nah, it's not as easy as you
think. I can make a half-court shot before you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right. Chris Paul over here.
Yeah. I didn't say three-quarters court. I'm not going to ruin my shooting percentage. I got to keep it within the range. Range, Bruce Hornsby.
Oh, my gosh.
Bruce Hornsby in the range. So, see, you just said two albums in the 90s, too, although they sucked. I mean,
that was two
albums. His main album was in the 80s, right?
This was the big
Bruce Hornsby and the Range
this
album?
This wasn't with the Range. They hadn't formed the Range yet.
They're touring with the Blowfish.
They open for the Blowfish. Yeah. There's no Hootie. There's
the
no
range,
Bruce Hornsby.
The Blowfish. Yeah. And then Darius Rucker's touring with Bruce Hornsby.
Yeah. Who do you think opens there? Bruce? Bruce opens and Darius Hootie closes the show?
I think because of Hootie's country career, maybe, but I think overall more hits. Think Hornsby had more hits than Hootie.
Well, but hits are just been around.
I think that one album had several hits on it for Bruce Hornsby. I think it'd be close.
He was with the Range 86, 86, 87, 88, and 90. Those were the albums. The Way It Is, yeah, The Way It Is
The Way
Tour,
It Is was big.
Scenes from the South Side and A Night on the Town was 86 to 90.
The first two were pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be an interesting. I don't know who had more hits. I'm not going to look it up.
But I'm going to say Bruce Hornsby probably did.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Grateful Dead, if he was with the Grateful Dead.
But I don't think he gets credit for those hits. I'm just talking about when he was with the Range.
He was with them. He probably was the tambourine guy that got 150
of
the money.
And we've come full circle. Look at how he did that. Hey, another Bryson Brown clip's coming up next. Then don't forget, he's going to join us later in the show. Don't go anywhere. It's an FEF Friday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, I'm crazy. Tried to bring Dora the Explorer home to my little girl. I got a 17-month-old daughter, right? Dora the Explorer. She teaches Spanish, teaching English. Think that was cool. Me and Texas gotta know both. Not my wife, though. She pro-black. She lost her damn mind. Had the dog by the neck. Don't you bring no door in here. I need my little girl to see a reflection of herself in her toys. See herself as a princess. She didn't even got some called Keisha the teacher. That's stupid as hell. Got my little girl, not teacher, teacher, with the apostrophe and an A at the end. She teaching you ABCs with an attitude. A, B, C, and D, E, F, and G. Why she got an attitude, though, man?
Bryson Brown's our comedian. What time is he coming in?
2:30. He should be here.
Should be here next segment, so don't want to miss that. He's going to be performing this weekend, so you don't want to miss him either.
I told him don't be late, but we'll see.
To that.
Mm-hmm. Rob almost was late.
Yeah, so. He was close.
Yeah.
All right, so during the break, I got this text. Barry don't know nothing about Bruce Hornsby. I played basketball with Bruce Hornsby. He can go. Signed, John Granato.
John?
I'm with Johnny G.
Oh, now you are. Now you've got input.
I told you, his son played at LSU and in the G League. He had to get it from somewhere. Don't give me this. Who cares? Mom stuff.
And Michael Jordan's
Lisa
son,
Leslie.
And Michael Jordan's dad is... Michael Jordan's dead. Son's dad is Michael Jordan. That doesn't mean his son can play.
Son played in college.
But he's not good.
He had to play college ball. That means he can play.
Who's out here talking about Michael Jordan's son? Nobody. Just because Bruce Hornsby's son can play doesn't mean he can play. Get out of here, Granato. Get back to the golf course and drink your Coors Light.
He's just stay out of social, this. Bro.
Oh, he is?
I mean, I'm guessing. He was there this morning and they had probably, the big tournament
on
Friday.
He's listening on the app. See, that's a loyal suspect right there. John Granato, loyal suspect.
Jeez. All right, so Astros opening night tonight. Not an opening
Why
day
are you
situation.
Me?
Opening night?
Is it? Yeah. I do have a question for you guys.
Yes.
So I don't have my credential yet. Are they going to let me park or am I going to get hassled? Nick, you know this.
Don't you have to use last year's
credential?
Did you
go get your credential already?
It depends on the guy. I mean, if George, the guy I always see, is always nice about letting me park. So
did you go get your credential already?
I have not.
So are you going tonight?
I am not.
You going tomorrow?
I am not. I'm going to the... Yeah, tomorrow I might, but Sunday I'm going to the last Rockets game.
Okay, so I'm probably going to go to that Rocket game with you.
Okay.
Sunday. I might. I was going to try to jump over there tonight, but they both start at 7, right?
Mm-hmm. Just bring an old Astros credential.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You show your old credentials.
I think
they'll
I threw
them park.
Away. I'm not that guy. I used to save my credentials. It used to be a big deal, but now I'm just like, whatever. I just throw it all
just
away.
Just be honest.
You
look,
sign the clipboard when you get in. So as long as you have a pass from last year and then you sign an ESPN 97.5.
I have my – the most recent credential I haven't thrown away yet is my Gal Media credential for the rodeo. So I guess I'll just show them that. Be like, look, I work here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to tell you.
Rodeo credential.
Yeah, I would say anything at your last.
So they're gonna make
credential.
Me.
I just don't think the rodeo credential is a good idea. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I don't I have any agree. Other credentials. Do you save all your credentials?
You
I
got
do.
Your Rockets one?
No, I haven't even picked it up.
Oh God,
I'm picking it up Sunday.
Jeez, you want to use mine?
The last home game of the regular season,
and you want to use mine?
So let's backtrack so everybody knows.
No. All right, we gotta
you
go to
go
break.
On a
we'll
tantrum.
Be back. Usual suspects, ESPN
97.5. No. You go on a tantrum. You go on a tantrum about Joel. The Rockets not giving you a credential.
Uh-huh.
Turns out Jong never requested it.
This was last year, not this year.
This was the year before last. Then they were nice enough to give you one this year. And now you don't go to a single game.
I mean, it's kind of a boycott.
They
kind
should,
of
they
a
ban you
kind of a no.
It was just kind was of a mistake that you didn't get down there all season.
No, it was kind of a like, okay, now we're even. And now next year we'll start off on the right foot and I'll go to a lot of games.
Oh, so you don't think they have grounds to not give you a credential next year?
I mean, let's be real. Is that really going to affect anything?
Not really.
Okay.
I was just trying to make you feel like crap for not getting a credential.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
It made you mad last year, so.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I feel like credentials are kind of like... it's a status thing for people in our business.
It's a popularity contest.
It's a status thing. If you get one, you're like, yeah, I got one. And then you just want to show the people that didn't get one that you got one and they didn't.
That's not true for me at all.
No, that's
no,
totally
but you
true.
Bust your ass covering
at
game.
All.
I mean.
He busts his ass covering
game. Of course
he's
going to say that because he hasn't been to a single Rockets game. So, of course, he's going to say that.
I went last year. No, 2 years ago with you a lot.
2 years ago.
Yeah, when I had a credential, I would have went last year, but
that's
they didn't
right,
give me
you
one.
You made fun of one of the staff members, and they got
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, I got in trouble because the video that I posted of the guy like looking at the video screen when he was recording Steph Curry or somebody.
It was
and
the
then
coach.
Jenny?
I was going to say.
What's her name?
Yes, Jenny. Yeah. Jenny.
She's,
yeah.
no, she's got, no longer
No
with
longer
the
there.
Aha! Well, who won that battle? Because I'm still here.
Oh, my God. Go to break.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying, she got mad at me. Just, it was a funny little video. That guy doesn't even have the internet. Did you see how old he was? He's not even on the internet. He doesn't know that exists. Why are you guys shaking your head so much? I don't understand.
Because we know the people we're dealing with.
I mean, what do you want me to...
It's too late now.
Are they going to pull my credential and now I can't go to the Suns game this year? And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, whatever.
I do want to be there when you do pick it up because I want to see their face.
They were like, really? You're just now getting it?
They probably put in the paper shredder already.
Be like, when did it start? That's what I'm going to ask her.
I wonder when they clean that thing out. When did it start? Because they keep that like file box with all the passes, and I wonder at a certain point if they don't just scrap them.
This guy's not coming. Yeah, that could be true.
Because they're getting ready for the playoffs, and then some...
You think I'll get a playoff credential?
That's the thing, too. Sometimes they just put stickers on your regular season credential.
Yeah.
No, but other times they create new credentials.
No, but you should pick that up because that will get you at least through the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's why I'm going Sunday. Yeah. Because, you know, I like going.
Shut up.
But I do want to backtrack and just give – I'm busting his chops, but you do work a lot at the games. I don't want that to not be – I mean, it's a lot of just sitting around and eating, watching basketball. But at the end, you do – like, dude, I promise you, and I'm not just saying this because you're my friend, but I've never seen anyone hit the record button like you. It's just so good. Like, it's – I know. Like, there's some people that are sloppy with it. You're very on point. You've never not hit the record button.
I've got so many ways to mess with you at the Toyota Center when you come to the game on Sunday.
Oh, it's going
to
be so bad.
So be prepared.
You think I'm coming now?
I'm going to embarrass your ass. I swear to God.
I know you will. You'll be like, make him sit up in the nosebleeds. Make him. Oh, God, it's going to be awful. I'm taking my own car. I'm not riding with you.
You can use one of these.
Let me see your pictures.
You can use one of those if you want. Those are the last 2 years for Rockets.
Oh.
The double chins are identical. It'll work.
That's nice. I was going to say, all you need is a Sharpie. Just draw some glasses on there and you're good.
Were you pooping when you took this?
Those were old media guide photos that they still had.
Was this from the Rockets?
They had, they used, I don't know what
this
we submitted.
This is your director of broadcasting photo?
I don't know what we submitted, but they used their own photos from their records for me.
They're like, nah, he's getting the I got a poop picture. Yep. That's going on this me. Tyler has been submitting the one from my real estate photo. I look like a moron. I look like I'm not going to say it. I was like, bro, can we please send my regular headshot? What is this, last 2 years?
Yeah, last 2 years.
Oh, man. I don't really care. I got over that. Obviously.
I was just saying, you can use them to get in the parking lot at the Astros game better than a rodeo pass. You got to have some other pass than the rodeo. You got to use a rodeo pass. And the energy, the people at Minute Maid are going to go, yep, Mr. Laminac, come on in.
I freaked out. I was like, where's my...
What is that, from the Miley Cyrus tour?
No. That's the 2019 media pass for a rodeo.
You ain't getting into Minute Maid with that.
Just a park. I'd be like, look, I am a member of the media.
He's not getting in with that.
No. Nope.
I am a member of the media. I am the media, brother. Who said that? Huh?
No idea.
Richard Justice, 1560 back in the day. You don't think this is going to work, Nick?
No, I don't think it's going to work. Nope.
I swear, you guys... It's like we're rowing in different directions half the time on this show.
Didn't Channel 2 get put in credential for you?
Ooh. I'd be like, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
You got a better chance of pulling up your last video from the show and going, we did this last week.
I'm on Channel 2,
and we're
man.
Filming today. Yes.
I'm going to get his
rodeo
name.
Rodeo credential. Good Lord.
Shut up, Joel.
Some dude that's on the wine committee just pulled up in parking lot B. I don't get in with this.
I hate you. I hate you. Shut up.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half coming up of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, committee. ESPN 97.5. And they have such a thing as the wine. Dollar, but it broke his heart, so he stuck his middle
finger to the world, to the world, to the world. ESPN 97.5.
What? This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show as we get ready to roll. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F Yeah Friday. You know, F is for funny. F is also when we get into the funny stuff as the comedian of the week, Bryson Brown, who's been featured before on the show, but is our featured comedian this week and also now joins us live in studio in the studio as he gets ready for his shows this weekend here in Houston. Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, that 610 traffic was terrible. So, you know.
Yeah, I was worried.
Hopefully I'm on time.
I said, I hope he's not late, and it had nothing to do with what you think.
I was trying to beat the stereotype. I swear I wanted to be here like 30 minutes early and just sit in the front.
If it makes you feel any better, Rob Mungle, a white guy, was late yesterday, too.
Yeah. So. A lot better. Okay, cool.
But he had root canal.
He had a root canal. He had more excuses. I was just in traffic.
He had a regular excuse.
And
you know what he said? He said 610 traffic was terrible. You just take traffic out of that, and we can use that as a bumper sometime, too, because that's the competing station.
Oh, word. Yeah, going to take it.
Yeah, just take that. We can use that.
Now, Bryson, you're at the Joke Joint this weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend.
Two shows tonight, one tomorrow.
Yeah, 7 and 10 tonight, and then we're doing the late show Saturday, 10 o'clock.
Okay, cool. And then who's featured for you? Larry Goodwell?
Larry Goodwell, man.
Okay.
He's from Houston.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a Houston guy.
Now, I was telling people, I was bragging on you, because I say this a lot about some of the comics that we feature on Fridays, and I say how, you know, we've got some good talent in this city. And these guys, a lot of these comics, these young comics, are going to be names I think you'll hear. Like, a lot of the guys that moved to New York, like Cheeseman and Joffer. And obviously Matt Broussard's a guy that's national now. And I say it all the time, man, you're next. I really believe that, man. You're next. What has it been like, though? Because you got hooked up with Bruce, and now you're his opener. You're his feature.
Yeah.
How has that been, man? What has that been like for you?
Man, it's you know, first, it's paying the bills. So that's first of all. You know what I mean? Like, that's first of all. So, it's just traveling around, man, and knowing the jokes work, you know, in every region, you know, because, you know, we work Texas a lot. So we kind of get stuck in the Texas frame. So just know I can go out West Coast and it's working out there. East Coast and it's working out there. And just keep staying busy, bro. You know how it is, man.
Yeah.
You can get kind of stagnant in the game. So just to be staying busy, that's probably the best part. Just know I got something going on.
Now, this is funny because, like, we all start. We're not, like, I only know you from when you got here in Houston, which you got here about the time I started.
Right.
About five, six years ago, something like that. So I've only known you from what I've seen since you've been here, but you've been in comedy, but prior to that in Austin, right?
Yeah, another 6 years, man. I started in Austin, I did comedy in Austin for like 3 years, then went out west to Cali for like a year, came back to Austin, and then moved to Houston, man. So that's kind of been the journey.
I remember you telling me, because I was talking about, man, like, there's certain guys you watch on stage and you're like, that dude knows who he is. He found his voice. But I remember you telling me, you're like, nah, I used to be real bad.
Yeah, I mean, we all, because, you know what I mean?
Nobody's going to say that, though. I was so impressed. You were like, I used to be
bad. Because we've heard his stories about growing up, and did you know from the get-go that's what you want to do? You want to be a comedian?
Nah, man, honestly, I just fell into it. Like, it's just something that happened. But, you know, looking back, now that I do it, you kind of see signs along the way. Like, oh, okay, I guess I am supposed to be doing this. Like, the comedy club, Cap City, was literally like 2 blocks from my high school, so I would pass it every day. And I remember just thinking, like, every day, like, what are they doing there? It's all comedy nightclub. And, you know, black, we just know the big part of comedy. We don't know, like, the comedy club. So I didn't know. I'm like, what are they doing there? They tell jokes and dance? Like, what do they do? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know. Like, it's just all comedy nightclub. So that's what I'm thinking. So I turned 21, walked in, and it was open mic night. I walked, I'm like, I'm going to go in here and see what I got to do to get on stage or just see what it is. Walked in, it just happened to be open mic that night, and so they was like, just put your name in the bucket, we're going to pull names. Pulled my name. I ain't had no material. I didn't even know I was going up that night. I just went up, though.
Did you bomb?
I did. You know, I had one real good joke.
Okay.
Like, the first thing I said hit real
hard. What was it? Do you remember?
I said...
Make it clean, though.
Yeah, I said... yeah. No, I said, don't you hate when somebody bets you to do something, and then the person don't even show up for the bet? You know what I mean? So basically, I'm saying somebody betting me to do comedy. So I guess I won this money. You know, just if he come in here, y'all tell him I'm doing good.
Nice.
So these people just laugh. And I don't know what I said.
It was
after
all
that.
Downhill after that.
Yeah, after that, it was kind of like up and down. I might have been too raunchy. You know, I don't know, bro.
How long ago was that? How long have you been doing this now?
Maybe about 12 years, man. I've been in the game like 12 years.
Okay.
Now,
okay. And it's really just started taking off recently for you last couple
three,
of years.
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah, last 3 years it's starting to.
I mean, you were doing a lot with Ali locally here and touring with him. That helped. Was it through Ali Sadiq that you met Bruce? Bruce, how did that happen?
Nah, I met Bruce through Cap City. Cap City and Austin booked me to host for him. A buddy of mine, my homegirl Aaron, hit me on Instagram and asked me was I hosting for Bruce. And I'm like, nah, I hadn't worked Cap City. They, you know. So I was like, you know, I'm going to hit them up and see what's up. And so I hit them. They didn't have a host. They was like, yeah, we never worked with you before. Come on down and host. You know, so I ended up hosting for them that weekend. Ended up switching with the feature. Did so well. Uh-huh. I switched with the feature. So now I'm featuring like mid-weekend. Bruce took a liking to it. And from there it was on. Went to San Antonio. And I've been on the road with him since then.
Yeah, it happens like that though, right?
It happens like that, yeah.
When you, like, that's why a lot of people, it's not necessarily that you want to work for these people for big names because you want them to see you. It's because that relationship, that networking, it can really help.
Yeah, it can really help. You know what I mean? Like, especially with a guy like Bruce with these club owners. I mean, any city we go into, they want to take him to lunch. You know, they love him. Like, everybody loves Bruce, so. To be attached to that, man, as soon as I can get something next to my name, it's like I'm in the clubs. I'm sliding right in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he says all the time, because he's always busting his ass too, but it's like you can do the grind all you want, but a lot of times you can be great and be doing the grind, but it's who you know as well as what you do, because those people open those doors and then they get you places.
Definitely. That man, who you know and FaceTime is kind of like two of the biggest things. When I say FaceTime, I mean like going up to the club, making sure the staff know you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Wait staff, like just that FaceTime and just who you know, man. That's pretty much more than being funny almost. There's a lot of unfunny guys, but they networking is real good.
Might be the most underrated thing in comedy is the wait staff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think most people sleep on that, but a lot of times when the owners of a club starts to looking at booking people or bringing you back, they ask their wait staff, what'd you think of Bryson? What'd you think of Barry?
Because they hear people every night, right?
Yeah.
They hear people every night, and they had those meetings at the end of every week. You know what I mean?
I actually got to sit in one. I featured, I was in Hyenas, I featured there, and then they invited me to sit in with the staff afterwards, and they literally talk about every comic,
how they acted,
how they tipped, how they treated you, how they were on stage. So that networking side matters. Now, I'm not saying this to be mean. You're a skinny dude.
Yeah,
I mean, you wore a sweatshirt in here, and it's 88 degrees.
But it is not. It's cold in here,
man.
Right now.
It is cold in here, though. And I brought it because I knew. I was like, watch it be cold in here. Because I know it.
You brought it because you didn't want your nipple showing on the
all
live
that,
stream.
Man. I can't be showing all that, man.
You don't want all that.
Yeah, but, like, white dudes, we're allowed to nip. Black dudes can't
y'all
have
don't
their
wear
nipples
t-shirts.
Out.
No. Why y'all don't wear shirts under the shirt? You have a shirt under the shirt, but for the most part, I always see white guys like a polo with no t-shirt. That's so uncomfortable. How do y'all...
Well.
It just depends on the material.
Yeah, and I don't understand. Like, black people will wear a t-shirt under a t-shirt. You already have on a t-shirt.
I wear three shirts.
Yeah, do you do a tank top?
I do a t-shirt.
Like you do a wife beater, not the appropriate word for it, but whatever.
Well, no, I don't wear. I can't
you don't
wear
those?
Muscle. Yeah, they uncomfortable.
You can't wear muscle shirts.
They uncomfortable. It look too tight. So I wear
like
a t-shirt, another t-shirt, and then my regular shirt.
Is that just a bulk up? I used to have a buddy that was skinny, and he would wear three pairs of socks to make his ankles look.
I wear
thicker.
Two pairs of socks. I mean, I don't know. It's just layers.
Calvin Murphy said when he played in the NBA, he wore eight pairs of socks because at 5'9" he had to look taller, so he wore all those socks.
Yeah,
and then he had to wear like six sizes too big shoes. Too.
I used to play basketball, so my feet ain't the best. You know what I mean? Like, I would play in, like, little shoes run barefooted a lot, so I don't have the best.
I was going
to
ask,
so
that's where I was going with this. You're not a big dude. Like, you're tall, but you're skinny. Did you play athletics?
I was a hooper, man.
Okay.
I played ball. I had a bad attitude, though, so I set the bench a lot. But I was good on the outside of that. Yeah, I could play a little bit.
Okay.
Point guard, you know what I mean?
I don't understand, by the way, getting back to that whole thing with the I understand the undershirt.
Yeah.
I don't understand the tank top because you got the pits that flow.
Yeah, I sweat. That's why I wear
that's
t-shirt.
And that's really why
that's
wear
why
like
you would wear
yeah,
an undershirt,
yeah, that's
right?
Especially when I'm working, I have a show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna layer up maybe two or three shirts
cuz
over
does,
that low shirt.
Show on the surface.
Yeah.
But then that defeats the purpose
look good
of
after
the tank
the show,
top.
Sweating, you know, I done seen pictures and had that big old sweat right in front of that's like that's so nasty.
Yeah.
But it's like I'm working. It's like that's it's part of it.
So that's why I'm saying the tank top, I don't understand it because I thought you were wearing something underneath to avoid it showing, but the tank top's cut out right where you need it.
I know, that's probably why I can't wear a tank unless I'm going to like a beach or something like that.
I don't get that.
I don't buy them. I don't, yeah.
I do notice a lot of comics, and I always wondered that. Why do comics wear, like, jackets on stage?
That's why.
That's part of
the sweat,
right?
The sweat and everything else.
Yeah. I wear a lot of jackets on stage. Like, and it's about to be summertime, so it's going to be hard.
This is going to be weird.
Yeah, it's going to be weird to wear. Like, why does he have his jacket on?
Better hope they have the AC on.
I know, right?
Man.
So. Hey, what's your social media? If people want to follow you and catch up with you.
Yeah, man. _ Bryson Brown, man. BRYSON, last name Brown, like the color.
And that's Twitter, Instagram, Twitter, and all that?
Instagram, Facebook. That's pretty much the only three I'm on. I don't do the Snapchat. That's too much.
I don't understand. Like, you're old like me. You don't
get
it now.
Yeah, it's too much. I don't want everybody to know where I'm at all the time like that.
Hey, I just signed up for Instagram last night, so I did good.
Instagram is cool, though.
They bust my chops on that all the time, so I signed up for Instagram last night.
Instagram cool, just like pictures, you know what I mean? It's
cool. Oh, he told me I get better looks at the chicks on there, so I did it.
Yeah, you can sneak a look.
That's why you signed up.
I didn't say that.
You just said.
I kind of did, so there you go.
Yeah, you can sneak a look on Instagram.
All right, jokejointcomedyshowcase.com is where you can get tickets. Follow Bryson at _ Bryson Brown on Instagram and Twitter. Got some videos. You started doing a lot more sketches now.
Man, we started with the sketches.
How's that going? It's funny?
It's going good, man. We're getting some good responses on it. You know,
the
I think
one you
now
did with under the hood of the car?
Yeah.
That's the most recent. That, just go follow Bryson for that. @ Bryson Brown. His engine talks to him is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It is one of the funniest things I've seen in a long, long time.
I shot it yesterday and dropped it yesterday.
It's so good. So good.
One of my guys just showed me how to do chop it all. Stuff up. Yeah. So
there you go.
Awesome.
Write that name down, Bryson Brown. Y'all are going to be hearing from him in the future for sure.
Good luck with the shows this weekend. Thanks for stopping in. Welcome back anytime. There you go. We're going to keep rolling on with the show. Take a quick break. Come back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show on an FYF Friday. Again, special thanks to Bryson Brown for joining us. Good dude, funny dude. Appreciate him coming in studio on a Friday when he's got shows tonight. So that was cool. He's always welcome here.
Yeah, I can't stress enough. Write that name down. Honestly, Bryson Brown is going to be a guy you'll see on the national level.
One thing I said in the break is he comes off as a guy that naturally has star power.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he has star power. He looks like he's supposed to be on the stage.
Go to one of his shows, and you will absolutely see it. There's a few guys that you notice right away on stage where you go, man, they're comfortable with themselves. They're comfortable in their skin. They're comfortable in their message, their delivery, and it all comes through, and it all equals star power.
Yeah,
it all
he's
equals
that guy.
Absolutely.
You can tell.
He has that natural ability.
I'll tell you this. He's one of the few guys in town that a guy like Andy Huggins, and Andy has said this on several occasions. There's no other comic I've ever heard him say this about. All right, now Andy, we know who Andy Huggins is. Texas Outlaw comic, been around, Bill Hicks, all that. Bryson is the only one that Andy says, if Bryson's on stage, I'll stop what I'm doing and go in the room and watch. He's that good of a, like, he's, wow. Every comic does that. We all stop to go watch Bryson. He's that good, man. It's just, and we hate to follow him. I had to follow that dude when the joke joint closed and Ken ended up actually putting somebody in between me and Bryson. I was like, thank God. Yes. I don't want to have to follow him. He's a
too,
beast.
Because what he said, because you have to have a confidence level, and from everything that you've told us, when they do an open mic night and you go up there without any material,
dude,
and you take a shot at that, and you that just has recipe for disaster written all over it, and he said he got some laughs. I mean, you wouldn't even do that, would you?
No, I watched. So John Wesley gave me some advice. He's like, I said, I want to do open mics. And actually, AJ, it was when John worked here. So AJ hooked me up with John. It's like, I told AJ what I wanted to do stand-up. He goes, talk to Wesley. I talked to John, and he was like, yeah, man, look, just go to open mics and watch for like 6 to 8 weeks. Don't go up. Go every night. Go to every open mic you can go to. Just watch and then go home and write jokes. And the more you watch, the more you'll pick up what's going on. Go home and write jokes. And by the 6th or 8th week, now you got jokes. Then go on stage because you're going to kind of mimic. Yeah, yeah. And for me, that worked. I didn't bomb my first time on stage. I did well.
But I'm saying you would have never gone in just butt-ass naked, no jokes, no nothing. Yeah,
no,
he's got. You can tell he's got the confidence. that he just rolled with it. Yeah. He was going to give it a go.
Well, some people learn that better level. That way, man, where it just slaps him in the face. Even though and the reason why this game is so hard is because your mistakes are public.
A lot
of us are in industries where when you make a mistake, usually the guy that's training you is probably, hey, you did this wrong. Uh-huh. And it's between those two people. But your mistakes are public when you're a stand-up comic. And
or you're in radio.
That's right.
We find that out on the daily.
That too.
No doubt about it. All right, so Rockets on the floor tonight against the Knicks. I don't think anybody's hopefully expecting anything other than another big win for this team as they head down the stretch trying to stay above Portland.
Thanks a lot, Jinx.
No, thanks.
You don't think
I already told you they're running the table and winning the rest of the home games. So I expect them to run the table and beat the Knicks and the Suns. The tough one was the one that they got that you guys didn't think they were going to get. Once they got Denver, I felt pretty good about saying they were going to run the table on the home games.
Yeah, and the Knicks, obviously they have nothing much to play for, and they'll get that number one pick.
They want that pick. They want that. They want another ping pong ball for Zion too. Now those Suns though, Barry, watch out for them.
I mean,
now that Devin Booker sprained his ankle, now you can't even hang a 50 spot on him because he's gone. He's out for the rest of the year. So if you don't even have to worry about Devin Booker, I don't think that Ayton's going to beat you from the big man position.
I cannot wait to see the Suns play live at the Toyota
rodeo?
Center.
Oh. You're going to go to the rodeo with your pass. I can't get in. They're playing downtown, Barry.
Dude, I was looking on the front page of ESPN. They give you the matchup predictor.
Yeah.
Usually, on most every matchup, it's somewhere between, you know,
40 to 60.
Yeah. If you maybe 70, 92.3% chance that the Rockets win this game. That is awful.
No, the Rockets need that win and the Knicks need that loss. So that's the recipe right there.
Do you think that the Toyota Center will be half full at least for the whole game?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Because it's Astros opening day.
Yep.
And it's the Knicks. They're awful.
And it's a Friday night. And it's people a Friday get out night. And...
But I think more people go to games on Friday than during the week.
If it was Golden State. Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Because the kids don't have to get up for school the next day. Yeah. They can take the family if they want. They can take the kids. But still, the opening day factor, the horrible opponent factor, people waiting for the playoffs factor.
The spread is 18. Oof. Oh, my God. The money line? My God. This has to be a mistake. The Rockets are a minus 5,988. I've never seen a number that big on a money line. I don't know that I've ever seen that. Now, I don't.
Where are you
on ESPN. On ESPN. Oh. On their pick center, the money line is minus 5,988.
Yeah. I mean, it's a meaningful Holy game cow. For both teams, I guess, but one needs to lose and one needs to win. Yeah. I mean, So.
They're definitely not trying for Zion.
At the end of the day, it looks like the Rockets are in pretty good shape to get that 3 seed, and I think they'll comfortably get past the first round.
Now, driving in, Palillo's talking. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Driving in, Palillo's talking about, they could catch Denver. That's not happening. Are we all in agreement? They're not catching Denver?
I don't think so.
I mean, tonight's the first matchup, Portland and Denver. Yeah.
I think they have to win. Denver has to lose two of their last three, and the Rockets have to win out. You think the Rockets win out. We'll see about that Thunder game and how much it means to the Thunder and the Rockets.
It's a good point because playing a team like the Knicks, like we were talking about, the Knicks want to lose. Thunder want to win because they don't want Golden State in the first round.
Exactly. Mm-mm.
So that's going to be one thing. And then Denver losing out, which what are their last three games? I know they have two against Portland.
Twice. And I don't know if it's Utah.
I think it's Utah's their last game. So losing two out of three for them, that's not – it's Portland, Utah, Minnesota. I mean, yeah. So
Minnesota's not probably going to sit everybody. But.
The next three is pretty tough, and two of those, Portland and Utah's, are on the road.
I'm going to tell you this, boys. If we get that matchup in the first round, if we get OKC Denver, Denver's in trouble.
You think?
I think I think Denver's in trouble.
You think OKC could knock off the Warriors?
No.
Okay.
Well, you do.
Trying to get some validation.
All right, before we get
there.
Out of here on the second hour of the show, Chase wanted to get in here on MVP voting. Chase, what's up?
Hey, what's up there, Podsy Wadsy? Yeah, I was looking at... something interesting in the MVP voting the last 15 years, and JB, I wanted to get your take on this. The last 5 years, the MVP has gone to a Western Conference player. The 5 years prior to that, it's gone to an Eastern Conference player. The 5 years prior to that, again, it went to a Western Conference player. And I originally called this to ask you, Joel, you know, if there's true objectivity with the riders. And, you know, I'm just curious, do they take into account the fact that Milwaukee, you know, their strength of schedule? I think I read where they had the easiest schedule in the NBA this year. That's my first question, Joel. My second one is...
Hey, what's up, Chase? Nice to meet you, bud.
Do you see in the future them maybe making a move to release the MVP and the awards a little bit sooner versus so late in July, damn near August, before they release, you know, the winners of all this stuff?
Well, okay, so...
Hey, this is Barry. Thanks for calling, Chase. Appreciate it.
So, first part of that is they moved the awards intentionally to after the finals in late June so they could make their own award show.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I think it should, you know, it was better when they first couple rounds of the playoffs and if the MVP's still playing.
They're just trying to be relevant longer.
The biggest thing with voting is, and again, it's a popularity contest. I think the only thing that can hurt Harden this year in MVP balloting and voting is there's media that have a preconceived notion about James the person and his past and are not just judging it solely on the body of work for this season alone.
I think the bigger is, he got his. It's somebody else's turn.
That'll factor
that
in
happens
as well, too.
A lot in MVP voting. Oh, he got one last year. It's Giannis's turn. Don't sleep on that.
Can I throw you the third one?
Uh-huh.
The underdog small market guy.
Yep, that too. That's a good point.
So that's going to factor in as well. But again, the other thing the league did, which is really bad, is they used to let each local team's broadcasters have votes in the process.
Oh.
So guys at CNBA on the nightly basis had a good vote.
Yeah.
They took all those away and gave them to all national people, and a lot of those national people don't go to games enough to have a really valid opinion.
Agreed.
So we'll see how it plays out. I think it's a popularity contest right now. But all right, Chase, appreciate the call. We've got two in the books. We've still got an hour to go to the big show. 60 minutes on the clock when we return. Plenty of room for you. HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.